For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump unveiled his long-awaited speech on how he plans to lower American drug prices.
Under this administration, we are putting American patients first.
He says he wants to increase competition and give incentives for the drug companies to bring their prices down. But his plan does not include one element he promised during the campaign, to use the massive purchasing power of Medicare to drive prices down. While the president is calling his drug price fix the most sweeping action in history, Democrats aren't buying it. The president said his plan was focused on increasing private competition to lower pharmacy costs. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says it's nothing more than a giveaway to Big Pharma and won't hold drug companies accountable for price gouging. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he's certain the president didn't know his other attorney, Michael Cohen, was trying to peddle influence. He says that the president was surprised to hear that Cohen brokered deals with companies looking to gain his insight into Trump's policy leanings, including AT&T, as it was researching the Time Warner deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that the merger was opposed by the administration, which is proof that it didn't work.
The Department of Justice opposed the merger, and so certainly the president has not been influenced or his administration influenced by any outside special interest.
Investigators in Tennessee have found evidence of a malicious intrusion into the Knox County Elections website coming from a computer in Ukraine. The site crashed just as vote totals were being tallied for this month's primary. County officials say that no voter data was affected. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Netflix has put out a press release warning its users about a new email phishing scam. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
This fake email says, quote, your Netflix membership is on hold. If you fall for it, it will then proceed to steal your credit card details. The email threatens victims with alarming language and account suspension if they don't give their credit card info. Researchers at Malwarebytes say it's a, quote, fairly sophisticated scam that uses a security certificate and a website that really looks like a legitimate Netflix login screen. But they say don't fall for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Elon Musk has given the first glimpse of his underground Los Angeles tunnel and says free rides will start in only a few months. Musk's boring company has been digging the underground tunnels beneath the United States' second largest city in a project to shift traffic through the heavily congested region. Once fully operational, the system will always give priority to pods for pedestrians and cyclists for less than the cost of a bus ticket, he wrote on Instagram. The tunnels are components of Musk's Loop transport system, which he says will ultimately transport people in their own cars or passenger pods. The tunnel, which is funded entirely by private money, would include electric platforms to carry vehicles up to 130 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.